Tell me, my friend, do you know the scripture? I say, do you know the scripture? I'm reading to you from the Word of God today, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, as thou hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now I pray today, as you listen to the broadcast, you will truly believe the Bible is, as it says it is, the most amazing book that has ever been written. It covers the happenings of early days with great proven accuracy. We can and must call it the Word of God, for it gives clear proof as to its author. It accurately outlines the fall of man and the redemption now offered through the death of Jesus Christ. No one should stay lost, since rescue is so clear through Christ, who gave himself for the forgiveness of our sin. An old songwriter wrote, every promise in the book is mine, every chapter, every verse, and every line. How very wonderful to be able to read the words of God. They are the food for the soul, light for our path, instruction for our good, and promises forever. There are many things the scriptures can do for you, and I want to mention a few. First of all, it corrects wrong. Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. God, the divine instructor of his created universe, uses his word to inspire and direct us in our daily walk of faith. His very words are true and deserve our daily attention. Today's human race has many options, but I think that's really what is wrong. The Word of God never addresses an opinion, but always establishes the truth. The Creator never makes a mistake in his warnings and urgings that he has written. Read the Word carefully and you will never wonder about wrong. Everything in the Bible warns of the wrong and pictures that which is right. No other book so corrects and promotes such wonderful righteousness. If you know the scripture, you know it confirms the right. In John 8:31, it says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. The Bible not only shows what is right, but proves it to be right. When God speaks, man is a fool not to listen and obey. Don't allow some self-righteous brain to tempt you to doubt or rephrase the word of God. Many false theologians are leaving and weakening God's commands by bending them to fit their sinful beliefs. Watering down God's word is a sin of unforgivable religious stupidity. We who are saved are urged to keep on digging in the blessed pages, to accept good advice from other true disciples, and remember, if God says it, that settles it. Every great truth is confirmed by other verses, and if you know where to look, you can always find the answer to every problem. Beware of all who disbelieve the Bible, and don't join in calling God a liar by listening to them and by yourself doubting it. He proves his word with more of his word, for his word is truth. And then it comforts the heart. Number three, Psalm 119, the psalmist said, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. So many problems today cause mankind to live in despair. Not so for the lovers of the Lord. He promises to walk with us in every trial, to provide our every need and give strength in the day of testing. Many are the pains and sufferings of all of our lives, but He promises to be with us and never leave us. If you daily search the Scriptures, you will find God's formula for relief and release, or the grace to face whatever problem it is. The greatest comfort after being informed of our lost condition of sin is to be able to accept Christ and be washed free of all of our sin. The promise of eternal life with Him in heaven forever is real comfort indeed. God's promises are given to fit the need of our hearts, and God it is who promises never to leave us nor forsake us. With Bible in hand, you can snuggle down in the comfort of the voice of His Word. Then the Bible settles all doubt and fear. Friend, if you're suffering from doubt and fear, then you are not believing the Bible, the divine, holy Word of God. The Bible will settle all of those doubts and fears. Psalm 119 again, "Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven." We are certainly living in an age of doubt and fear. What is really happening in the world, and how will it affect me? Are we nearing the end of the age? What will happen in the godly heritage of our nation? What about my retirement funds? How can I pay medical bills? What about my health issues? And how can I best treat them? These are but a few of the questions, and we worry and puzzle how best to face them. Perhaps you have questions about being saved and sure of heaven. Some are nagged by no assurance of their salvation and the desire to be sure of it, but not knowing how to be sure of it. Let's just say that is the beauty of knowing Scriptures. God's Word outlines how to be saved, how to possess and be sure of eternal salvation, and God has answers to every problem you will face. Keep your eyes in the book and build your life and hopes in the forever settled Word of God. Then fifth, I want to lay before your mind the importance of really knowing your Bible, because it keeps us from sin. Back to Psalm 119 again, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Oh, friend, memorizing of the word of God is so important. It's so important for you to understand what the promises of God really are. One of the things I have done through years is make little tiny cards, the only cards a Christian should play, about the size of a personal card, and number them one through whatever the desired number of verses you want to learn, and then in the middle of one of the cards, place a verse reference, say Romans 3:23. Flip the card over and print on the back very clearly, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Make a bunch of cards with the references on one side and the verse printed out on the other, and study them, and you will discover that you will be thinking of Scripture much of the time. It will be popping into your memory much of the time. And if you desire a consistent life of victory, you must couple your Bible reading and memorizing together. Knowing your heart is deceitful, you can flush it out and strengthen the walls of determination by knowing what God says about any choice that you have to make. It is glorious to be assured that all our past sins are forgiven by Christ's death. But remember, there are new ones lurking to trip us every day. Your armor is the Word of God, which gives great principles to help you identify and avoid evil. Your choice of partner for life, what you may do daily to please God, and what tidbit you may follow to please Him. Oh, it's all there, and the Bible will help you. Smoking, drinking, immorality, lying, stealing, swearing, murder, hatred, And the list goes on and on. These are horrible things, sinful things. And the Bible warns you against them all and tells you how to defeat the urge to do them. Just remember, the voice of God, His words in the Bible, say don't. When you see that, then simply don't. Use the yardstick of God's word to memorize all of the things that you do. And be thrilled to live in the life of right decision because of advice from your Heavenly Father. We'll further know the Bible because it gives warning. Warning. 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the world to come. As you read, notice how sinners and the righteous dealt with sin. Whole nations went the wrong way into judgment and the punishment by God, who was angry with their unbelief. They made and worshiped the idols of man in spite of all he had done for them. All the way through the Old Testament, the children of Israel struggled with going back to the idols of man. But friend, as you study the word, notice that those who took God's warnings and lived lives of happiness and fulfillment did just fine. Those who refused his leading suffered terrible, horrible loss because of their stupidity. As you drive, a stop sign has purpose and needs to be obeyed. God's Bible warnings always have reason, and if he did, bring safety and reward. Don't be a fool and dash by God's don'ts that are found in his word. A sure wreck will be awaiting you. Take God's warnings, and safety will be yours as you walk the path of obedience. And then I've two more. Knowing the word of God results in great love. Let me read. Seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. That's in 1 Peter 1:22. Hundreds of verses speak of the love of God for our lives, and we are urged to share it with everyone. The old saying puts it, by their love ye shall know them. Oh, how very, very true. The evidence of our belief before a world that is lost in bitterness is sin, is that love that we show to others as we walk about in our lives day by day. And then lastly, you need to know that Bible because it gives us knowledge. 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 John 5:13. You know, when it comes to gaining truth, you cannot beat study of the Word of God. All the writings of all the authors in the world fade from view in the light of the Bible. The words of our Creator stand above all in perfection, entirety, and eternal accuracy. I urge you today to take down that Bible from your shelf. Find it somewhere under the pile of newspapers, or discover where you left it last. I urge you to keep seeking knowledge from the Word of God in everything, and God will lead you in His path in the very, very most wonderful, blessed way. Father, I pray today that this very truth that I've emphasized again and again, knowing the Scripture, may speak to the hearts of those who've listened. And may many a believer pick his Bible down from the shelf and get back to learning and knowing the Scripture. And may someone get to know Christ by receiving him today as their Savior. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friend, remember today, the Bible is the best book in all eternity. Read it. And it will be a great life for you. and forever. Bye-bye.